I'm Timothy White here with Pete Townsend, and we're discussing The Iron Man, his new solo album. In particular, A Friend is a Friend, the first single from that album. Pete, through the eyes, say, of a young boy, the young character in The Iron Man, how would you describe friendship to someone who's never experienced it?
Your ideas about friendship are formed when you're very young. And I don't think you make friends when you're very young. Because I think when you're very young, I mean when you're between, say, the ages of about 3, when you first become conscious of other children, and say 11 or 12, I don't think you have friends then. I think you don't have friends because you don't need friends. You're just cool. You know, you just stay away from people that you don't like. If you're suspicious of anybody, you ostracize them, and if you can, you hang them on a hook. And you hang out with like people. You don't pretend to be anything that you're not. You don't try to change the world. You just groove along. But nonetheless, despicable creatures that we are when we're children. Absolutely despicable, hateful, spiteful, nasty, bloody-minded. We still think that the friendships we made when we were children are the kinds of friendships that we must have when we become adults. We've got to, you know, come from the same street or live next door to one another, and whenever you knock on my door and ask for a dollar, I give you one, and vice versa. I don't think that's what friendship is about. I think friendship is something which is proved. It's proved by what you do. It's proved by what other people do to you.
It's a process, a crucible.
Yeah, it's a process.
Kind of a process. What is Hogarth learning about friendship, perhaps for the first time, when the farmers and everybody else, they've dug this pit, the Iron Man has fallen in, but a chord is struck between this 10-year-old boy and this big metal man?
I didn't actually write the song from a literal point of view. I wrote the song from the point of view of a boy who has actually suddenly realized that he's making his own world, you know, that he's writing his own future, and that moment actually happens when he looks into the eyes of the Iron Man in the pit, and they start to throw earth over it, and he starts to realize that he wasn't afraid of the Iron Man, but he has helped trap him, and he has to share the responsibility. It's that that leads him to a questioning of the most important of all human ideas, which is the responsibility of a friend to a friend. And he also realizes at that moment that he is the Iron Man's friend, and probably his only friend. When I